happened till B-Day. We've actually had the party. We had Rachel's party last Saturday. She had a pool party, of course, and lots of fun. And we've just got back. It's about 11:30. We've just got back from the first of the Chastain Park summer pop concerts with the symphony. And Rachel is armed with her autograph book and now has the autograph of Dottie West. And in case you don't know who she is, she sings with Kenny Rogers quite a lot. She used to, and she's one of the big top country and western singers. She's quite flat-chested compared with Dolly. She said, she said, my name's Dottie, not Dolly. And just remember, I'm the red-headed one. And somebody screamed out something about her size. And she said, yeah, I think Dolly's about 5'8", or maybe when she's lying down. Anyway, Rach rushes on down in the 73. She had a pop song, number one record, which also became the top commercial of the year. And you may know of it. It's Coco's Life, To Everything That's Fine, or whatever. And she'd made that record. So after the show tonight, all these people were waiting to get into the dressing room, and the police were outside. Of course, Rachel has battle past the police. I think she's going to spend the entire summer dodging cops. But she's waiting outside there with Maitland, and John, I've gathered up all our junk, because of course we go armed with ice buckets and goodness knows what. The background music tonight is all our fans going. It's as hot as hell. And anyway, the cop said to them, oh, are you with Coke? And they said, oh, well, no. But the guy said, oh, well, it doesn't matter. And he let them on through. Anyway, they got to talk to her for quite a while. And John told her that when the kids came back, John went to get the car. And when the kids came back, Rachel said, Daddy told her that he played baseball or softball with Kenny Rogers in 1963. And Nathan said, oh, I don't believe that. Baseball with Kenny Rogers? And he said, I don't think he did say that. Well, sure enough, I said, I think he's hallucinating. So let me get in the car. I said, Rachel claims you said you played baseball with Kenny Rogers. And he said, he sure did. Kenny Rogers was Kenny Rogers in the first edition years ago, but of course he's very famous now. And he was doing all right then, but not so well as he is now. And they came to New Zealand, and 2ZB organised a softball game, which apparently John played in, and she told him about it. He called her today, apparently from China. He's on holiday. So that was the first of the pop concerts. We're going to, how many this year? We've finally got season tickets for the children both Fridays and Wednesday nights. Well, both Wednesday, here it is Tuesday night tonight, but there was one Tuesday night concert. All the other seven will be on Wednesdays and Fridays. And there's a list a mile long. I'll send you the list, but a few of them are George Shearing, Chet Atkins, Billy Eckstein, Stefan Grappelli, Steve Allen, Peter Nero again, which the kids are looking forward to, the Manhattan Transfer, Judy Collins, Mel Torme, and the Fifth Dimension, Richard Heyman and Nancy Wilson. Just some of the concerts that'll be on this year, so it should be good. The weather there tonight was, of course, as always, fine, but it's the humidity that, of course, gets to you. But tonight it was really not too bad at all. So hopefully it will continue that way, although I don't know. We took a swim about 7 and we ate about 8 o'clock, and then we just went off to the show at 9. And by then, you know, the sun's gone down. We probably won't take our dinner there this year, because the kids want to eat before 9, and it's all right if you eat at 9, but if you go at 7 and sort of have your meal beforehand, it's so hot. Anyway, so that's the beginning of that, and we of course are in the summer holidays now, first 2 days into the summer holidays, and the last week of school was just bedlam. I just didn't know how we were going to get through the week. It seemed to be a mass of parties, and field day we had the Tuesday, because we'd been to Cumberland Island and St. Simon's the weekend before. So it was a very busy time. And I suppose if I should go really back to, I got your tape yesterday too, by the way. Thanks very much. It was very nice to receive that. And this may well be the last tape you get before you go to Australia. And if you let me have the address, well, I'll just send on mail there. And then I'll tell you when I'm sending the last letter so that you know that you've had it, and send the other stuff back. It was real interesting to hear about the police training college. It must be just gigantic. And, you know, real good to hear that it was all in operation and all that stuff, although it sounds like almost with the police not leaving their jobs, I guess because they're of the way of the economy, they're tending to stick with it. So you're not training so many or whatever. Anyway, let's go back to Cumberland Island. We left on the Thursday. Well, of course, we left on the Thursday after we had done some studio. I was in no mood to really be thinking about getting away to Cumberland because I was still trying to get us all organised and dressed and everything for Tom Sawyer, which I went to see before I left. Of course, we had to have all the photographs taken. Miss First repeated everything after all the parents had gone to get photos of the kids for the newspaper and goodness knows what. And we did our part. And it all went off very well. It was actually very well done. The kids enjoyed it and they did a real good job of it. And lots of parents turned up to see it. So we left about Thursday midday. Well, of course, in the meantime, I never even thought about it till we sort of almost got to St. Simon's, but I had left my bathing suit behind. Well, thank you, David. Then, see, you finally get to the beach and you haven't got a bathing suit. And, you know, St. Simon's and Sea Island are very elite, and I was not about to buy a bathing suit there at four times the cost of anywhere else and have to rush in and just sort of buy whatever they had anyway. So one night, it was funny, it was becoming so hilarious, the fact that I had no bathing suit, I had to go in and get one, but I'll explain a little about that. We drove down, it took, we were the first car there because we didn't stop at all. Most of the cars stopped quite a few times for candy and Coke and God knows what. You know, these kids are unbelievable how much Coke and junk they drink. And some kids were sent off, you know, with $40 to spend on absolutely nothing. And so we got there about 5:15. We left at midday, so it took us about 5 1/4 hours straight driving. We didn't stop at all. And the last car got there at 6:30. Well, we stayed at the Methodist retreat called Epworth by the Sea, which is really very nice, and it can cater for probably 800 people in a weekend. It has a large cafeteria. The meals are 7 and 12 and 6, which was really good for the kids. At least it saved them eating quite as much junk as they might have, except that, of course, there was machines everywhere, and these kids had so much money that they just would pump in those machines like they were going out of fashion, stuffing themselves with food and Coke. I mean, we had girls waking up in the morning with candy in their hair and goodness knows what. Yeah. Well, I was probably very fortunate on the way down too. Probably had the smallest car, so that meant that I didn't really get to take too many. But, you know, some of these people, the Great Vic American station wagons, although Meredith did restrict them to 5 to a car, you know, but some of those American station wagons, because they have the seat, two back seats, and then another back seat way over the back that turns the other way, they can take, when we go on field trips, they'll take anything up to 14, 16 children without a lot of trouble. But, you know, it always worries me that if they should have a prang, it would be a major catastrophe. Anyway, so we get down there, and that night we swam, and then we had ghost stories. Meredith read ghost stories of St. Simon's, as it happened. They always have ghost stories on these trips. And Father Bob was with us this year, which was a load of fun, and he sang us songs. We had one about Jesus that he sang to the last post, which we all joined hands to sing each night, and he was really fun. Well, we all tried to get to bed early, ha-ha. The girls just could not sleep. I mean, it was like a chain reaction. There were 3 chaperones in our cabin and, I guess, about 10 or 15 girls. Well, you know, one would giggle, the others would all giggle. Then they'd start passing Jolly Rogers, which is a candy. Or no, Jolly Ranchers, I believe. I keep calling them the wrong thing. So anyway, they finally went to sleep about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And we had roaches in the cabin. They were air-conditioned, mind you, which was very nice because it was very hot down there, but of course it seemed nicer because there was no humidity and there was the sea breeze. Well, we got up early next morning. I woke up very early. Funnily enough, I was awake before the girls, waiting for the first little chitter-chatter. And sure enough, it came, and then they were uncontrollable. They couldn't keep quiet to let the others sleep. So I got up and went for a run around the island and had a look at some of the fancy houses. And then when I got back from that, they were all starting to gather and wake, and they all, because the minute they wake up, they start playing with electronic toys. They hear buzz, 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 blah, 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 and all this stuff. And anyway, we all went off to breakfast. And that morning, Meredith said that we had to go do our sightseeing. She was pretty good, you know. She insisted that the children do a certain amount of sightseeing before they had their little pleasures at the beach. So we did the Christchurch, which I've sent you the postcard of, and we did Fort Frederick, which was an early British post against the Spanish invasion. And one of the Spanish wars anyway was over, they all abandoned this town and left these poor people, that, you know, the shoemaker and the chemist and the doctor and all that stuff, and they really had nothing left once their forces had gone, or whatever the battalion or whatever they called them in those days. And finally the place was taken by fire, but there's still all the remains of the houses there, and there was a car there, by the way. So that was very interesting, and it's out like in the marshes. You know, the marshland is interesting. The more interesting, the more you read about it. John brought back a great book when he went down with Graham and them, and I think if you read and understand the marshes, they become much more of a fascinating area. There's a lot to be learned about the marshes, and it's just interesting. The way the Indians lived there and the first white men, and it's fascinating, and the birds and the, you know, the amarillos and all the different animals and that they've got down there. It's fascinating. So we did Christchurch and we did the pier and we did the lighthouse on the island and we did this and that and the other thing. And then about 11 o'clock the kids wanted to go horse riding. Well, that was a total disaster. Rachel had said she'd like to go because she, you know, having been to Westminster and everything, rides horses. We get there, well, God damn it, this woman was the real army major. She just let them get on the horse and in 2 seconds she told them whether they could ride or not, and the same thing happened with the kids in the afternoon. Ones in the morning that I was taking were doing an hour long trip for $7.50 an hour. Kids in the afternoon were doing a $12.50 for 2 hour trail. She got them on those horses. She said, nope, she can't go out, they're not, you know, riding well enough. Well, that was fine, and I completely appreciated that she needed to have the last word, and that after all it was quite a large responsibility. However, she should have just said, righto, well, if you want your money back, here you are. But that wasn't the way it was. No, they stayed in the ring, and she still got her money. I mean, we could have got off, but we'd have still had to pay our money. And they stayed in the ring. Well, how these damn horses are so damn pathetic. This is Sea Island Stables, which is supposedly one of the elitist bloody country-type places in the country. And here were these horses that, failing to follow one another, cannot do a damn thing. And if a horse got in front of you, the damned horse behind would not move because the other one wasn't moving. Rachel's horse spent the whole hour with its eyes closed. She was just out in tears in the end. And this woman, one of the girls said to me, well, I think I could get Rachel's horse to go. And I was a bit angry because one of the girls, she would not let go. And my group had two horses of her own. Now, that kid's got to be able to ride a horse. Anyway, that was all beside the point. Rachel was going to swap with this other girl, and they're changing horses, and they said, what are you doing? And I said, well, they're going to change horses. And she said, oh, well, I think your time's up. I said, it's 11:45. I said, that's, you know, and they got on at like 11:05. I said, their time is not up, you know. So the kids all swapped horses, and it was a little better. But Rachel sort of learned a big lesson, I think, that horse riding is very expensive, and they're all such old nags at a place like that where they're public horses, you know. And it's understandable. It's like lending you manual drive car to somebody that's never driven that's only ever driven an automatic. Anyway, so that was that. And then in the afternoon, we all went back and had lunch with Father Bob and the whole team and all the boys and everything. And then we went to a very fancy beach in the afternoon, which is called the King and Prince, which is the King and Prince is a hotel, very fancy hotel. And then we just swam right kind of next to it, and you could swim out in front of it. In fact, it's a public beach, but you know, there's all these fancy umbrellas and everything, and the people are all lying there with their creams and potions, and you know, one doesn't seem to be very welcome. So anyway, we swam down the beach. Well, you know, I didn't have a steam suit, so finally it was so hot and I wanted to get some sun. I just had my running shorts on and I took my shirt off and I just had a bra on. Well, Father Bob likes to walk, but they were all having me on. Poor Father Bob couldn't sit down with us because he had to keep walking left and right and up and down the beach because I was sitting there in my bra. Well, he was laughing because he said, what's the difference between a bra, and it was not a see-through bra or anything, between a bra and a bikini, a few stripes or something, you know. Anyway, so that afternoon when we got back from the beach, and the kids got quite a lot of sun that day, talking of sun and sunburn, and then we went back, took them back to the Epworth by the sea, and they all went swimming in the pool before dinner. Well, then I shot over into Brunswick, which is the nearest town across the causeways and through the toll bridges and stuff, and I rushed into Sears was the first shop. Well, Sears is no shop to go buy anything really, any clothes. So, but anyway, I managed to pick up a really nice bathing suit at the bright turquoise, and everyone just loved it. Well, the next day was the day we went to Cumberland. That night we all went out into the beach, and we wandered along the shore, and we went right out the tide with that, and we looked for what do you get from down there? Silver dollars. And we had a lot of fun running along the beach and stuff. And then we all went to the ice cream parlour. That was a disaster because we were all following one another in the car. The first car had no intention of going to the ice cream parlour and drove on back to the camp. And we were all following, see. So we all end up back at the camp. And Meredith jumps out at the stop sign before we get there and says, where are you going to? I'm not going to the ice cream parlour. So we all turn around and come back again. Well, then I lost Meredith. It had got dark by this stage. And I'm following Meredith